Hello, this is a reading of The Nutty Little Vulture by Marta Magellan, illustrated by Mauro Magellan. I'm hungry! Little Vulture opened his beak wide. He was ready for the food Mom always fed him, but nothing came. You're old enough to fly and get your own food, his mom said. I'll teach you. No, thank you. I'll find my own food. And he leaped from the nest. Flapping his wings, he tipped this way and that, flipped upside down, and finally flew right side up. Way ahead, he saw a group of bald-headed vultures on the ground, eating something. So down he flew, twirling and swirling until plop! He landed on something squishy. Get off my food, Bald Vulture said. Food! Little Vulture took a big bite. Squish! Yuck! Who eats squashy, rotten old meat? Humph, Bald Vulture said. Don't be nutty. If we didn't eat it, who would? I'm helping to keep things clean. Go eat Bearded Vulture's food if you don't like rotten meat. Little Vulture flew off as fast as he could. He soon spotted a vulture sporting a beard. So down he flew, twirling and swirling until plop! He landed on something hard. Get off my food, Bearded Vulture said. Food! Little Vulture took a big bite. Crunch! Little Vulture spit it out. Ow! Who eats dry, crunchy, hard bones? Humph, said the bird. Don't be nutty. If Bearded Vultures didn't eat the bones, who would? I'm helping to keep things neat. Go eat Egyptian vulture's food if you don't like crunchy bones. So when he saw another vulture down by the river, down he flew, twirling and swirling until plop. He landed right on top of a giant egg. Crack! Oh, thank you, Egyptian vulture said. You opened my food for me. Food! Little vulture stuck his beak inside the egg. Slurp! Ew! The little vulture hopped all around, making a face. Who eats slimy, slippery, raw eggs? Humph, Egyptian vulture said. What a nutty vulture you are. If we didn't eat the ones who hatched, who would? I'm helping to keep things neat. Go eat pink flamingo's food if you don't want to eat vulture food. And off he flew. Little vulture saw he was in luck. A flock of flamingos flew by. He flew after them. But the flamingos flew too fast, so he decided to fly back home to his palm grove. So down he flew, rolled and swirled, flipped and twirled, and landed on a palm perfectly. At least his landings were getting better. Hey, little vulture, you're in my way. I was going to eat that. It was his mom. She turned upside down and plucked a palm nut from the tree with her claws. Little Vulture almost fell out of the tree, laughing. She looked funny. But it was food. He was so hungry, he hung upside down and plucked one. Little Vulture was so proud. Look, Mom, I found something I can eat. And it wasn't rotten meat or dry bones or raw eggs. He was happy eating palm nuts from the trees and hanging upside down to get them, even if he did look a little nutty. The vultures in this book are all based on real birds. There is such a thing as a palm nut vulture. The little one, juvenile palm nut vulture, is brown like the nutty little vulture, and his mom was black and white, just like all adult palm nut vultures. Now, palm nut vultures are the only vultures that regularly eat plants. They never, when they're young, want anything to do with rotten meat, dead fish, or eggs, or especially crunchy bones. All they'll eat, like the nutty little vulture, is palm nuts, and that's why they're called palm nut vultures. When they feed on the palm fruit, they actually do hang upside down below the fruit, pull it off the tree with their beaks, and then hold it in their feet to eat it. That's also true. Now, other vultures can eat rotten meat because their stomachs can digest all kinds of bacteria. If we didn't have vultures doing these things, the world would be really in bad shape. We need them. They're our cleaners, our janitors. Now, here's an interesting fact. Egyptian vultures, like the one in the book, they don't usually have nutty little vultures flopping down into their eggs and cracking them. So they use rocks as tools to break ostrich eggs. They pick up rocks and throw them at the eggs until they crack. Just pretty smart for a bird, right? Anyway, that was the story of the nutty little vulture. The end.